Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast. Today we have a great Power Pundit panel for the whole show. In fact, for the next two shows, with Marsha Burke Bigler, the Washoe County Commissioner, Mary Lau, President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, and Randy Thompson, Political Analyst. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. For the next two shows here, the next 2.5 hours, you are going to enjoy yourselves listening to three of the greatest people I know. Mary Lau is here, President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Marsha Burke Bigler is the Washoe County Commissioner, and our political analyst, Randy Thompson. Pleasure to have you all here.
Nice to be here.
Marsha, as we're taping this on Wednesday morning, and we have just come through the horrendous storms. They're still ongoing. We have to say what an incredible job both the county and the city have done in dealing with this, having learned so much from previous storms.
Thank you. It has been really a pleasure, actually, to have to deal with a horrible storm and come out the other side, which we're not out the other side yet, but at least we're getting close, and have it work so well. The city of Reno's team and the Washoe County team and the Sparks team all work together to make sure that the damages and no deaths, no, as far as we know, no animal deaths even. So that's wonderful. I mean, that is when you have a flood of this nature. And then now the snow that's falling on the hill and the danger that we've got up there, it's terrific that it's gone as well as it has.
I don't recall a time when the National Weather Service has issued a warning for people to stay in their houses at Crystal Bay because of the threat of avalanche that close to homes.
Yeah, the problem is that they had a lot of snow and previous to the, and then the weather turned warm, and then the stream of water came in from Hawaii, which was warm, and it rained as hard up at the lake as it did down here, and we all know what it was like down here. And so all of that snow, I mean, all that rain just basically seeped through the snow, made the snow very, very wet. Then it turned cold. And so got a layer of ice, and now we've got another probably 4 feet of snow up there, maybe more than that right now. On top of that, so that's very, very dangerous. That very heavy, wet snow that's sitting on a layer of ice will move quickly and very easily.
And we have to say that the Federal Water Master is ecstatic about the amount of water received. The reservoirs are filling up. Lake Tahoe is filling up. And hopefully by the end of this season, we can say goodbye to the drought, at least in northern Nevada.
Yeah, that would be great. That will be great.
One of the things that interests me, if I can talk to Marsha about, is, okay, so it rained and it impacted the snow, and we have this really wet layer. And then the snow that comes on top of that, does that make it even better for water content?
Well, it depends on how much moisture is in the snow. There's always, that's always the issue. Is it a very dry snow? And it's not. This is a another moisture plume that's coming out of the tropics, but being hit with a cold storm that's coming out of Alaska. So it's cold, wet snow. And that makes it a lot more water.
Yeah, awesome.
A lot more
like
water.
Sam was saying with the Weather Master.
So it'll be interesting to see just how high the lake is once we get through this and what the projection is for how much it'll go up. And according to the Weather Master, this is not the only series of storms we're going to have. That's very likely we could have this not as bad, hopefully not as bad, but we could have this happen again.
Yeah, I mean, once you're into this weather pattern,
right.
And it's not El Nino or La Nina, it's what we used to call the Pineapple Express.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what that was, is the Pineapple Express. They don't call it that anymore. They call it
an atmospheric river. We're way more technical these days.
I know. Pineapple Express.
But I do too. I like Pineapple Express. But of course, you can't call it that when it snow.
That's true.
When it gets here and it snow, it's not a Pineapple Express. It's a cold weather.
A couple of other shout outs to the people that designed the Virginia Street Bridge.
Mm-hmm. Great.
It worked magnificently.
Great.
I mean, you looked at the other bridges on the Truckee and said, wow, I can see what the difference is here. And then to Q&D, who are literally plucking logs out of the river. Fantastic job to those guys.
It was great to watch them.
Yeah, to say the least.
And also to our police and our sheriffs and all of our fire departments. I mean, they have done yeoman's work getting down. They all went down on the river and got the homeless that lived, that historically and chronically live along the river, and got them out before the river started rising, and got them to safety. And so everybody has come together and worked really hard.
All right, let's take a break as we end this segment of Weather Today, and we'll be back with more Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got an all-pundit show for the next couple of shows here. And we've got Marsha Burke Bigler, Mary Lau, and Randy Thompson. As I said, we're taping this Wednesday morning. And so this is the morning after President Obama's speech and then the morning of the first Donald Trump press conference. Juxtapose those two, will you, Mary?
Well, I thought Obama did a really good job. I mean, he is an orator. He is trained in speeches and stuff like this. He connects well with the audience, and he always makes sure he has a favorable audience. So, you know, it's guaranteed applause and everything else. If you don't carry a I like Ike button thing, forget it. You're not getting in to see him. But it was a very good job. And it's fun to listen to Trump. I haven't heard the whole thing yet because of coming here today. But Trump is actually taking over command and control of the press conference and opened up with how much he respects them, except for the BuzzFeed release, which was totally inaccurate, already been proven to be fake news, and CNN carrying it. Boy, he slammed them big time.
But
it was amazing because he's acting like he is a president already. He announced his choice of VA. And I'm sorry, I don't remember the name. I'd update my phone and look at the tweet if somebody's got it. But he's just taking names. And the stuff that he did to distance himself, I kind of felt bad about it because nobody has ever been required to remove themselves from their business interests. But he's going above and beyond just to mollify the press, I guess, silence some of the detractors, and make it better for the American public. We were talking before we went on the air, all of the assets of his hotels that are in foreign lands, any of the profits will go into the U.S. Treasury during his tenure in office. But he did assign everything to the boys.
And one of the important things to remember is he's not just the president of the Republicans. He's the president of the United States, or will be, on the 20th. And so I think it's very important for him to lay out exactly what the situation is so that even people that didn't vote for him, maybe don't even like him, will start to see that there is perhaps another side to him.
Well, the optics were wonderful because even as an attorney was a very, very eloquent woman. that did the speech stuff. So, I mean, it was just very well done. He's even going to have an ethics officer now appointed in his company so that any deals that his sons make has to be signed off by this ethics officer. So he's going above and beyond. And, you know, since he started running, I decided to read a lot of Trump's books. I never read them before. And I was fascinated.
Yeah, I maintained from the day one that when he started running that he would be a fabulous president, largely because he's a fabulous businessman. Now, maybe you don't like some of the things he says and does, but he was running a campaign. He was running a political campaign in a very nasty presidential election year. He was responding to very nasty comments made about him. And, you know, that's his nature and that's his style. He's going to be a different president than the one we've had the last 8 years. But I don't think he's going to be that different from the perspective of what he cares and respects for the country.
You know, and one of the things that's really striking about this is the amount of money that he spent in the campaign really disputes the fact that money is everything in politics.
Well, I don't think anybody can get the free PR that Donald Trump got either. So if you look at the monetization of the public relations of the free media that he got, he probably outspent Hillary Clinton. So that's I agree that it wasn't all money, but the man is a media master. So he got a lot of free press.
He did.
But we've seen, for example, with Sheldon Adelson, that he has spent a lot of money on a lot of things, including in this state in the last campaign, the marijuana, and it's gotten him nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, money doesn't always – a lot of people believe you can buy elections. And I, in my experience, and I remember been doing this since I was a lot younger than I am today, and my experience is that it's very rare to buy an election.
Well, I think it depends on where you start from. I mean, if I were to run against Marcia, you know, name ID would really matter. And
that's
so
exactly
I'd
right.
have to spend a hell of a lot more to catch up with Marcia's name ID. So, you know, there is something to say about when you have a name ID like a Trump, you don't have to spend as much money. Oh, David Shulkin? Yeah. Okay. We were talking about the VA person.
The person who's going to run the VA.
Yeah. Okay.
That's good.
You know, that's another thing that's going to be very interesting to watch, because as we all know, as observers of the political world, that government, whether it's on a state level or on a federal level, is not so easy to turn around.
It isn't. Mm-hmm.
And so as Mr. Trump wants to change all these things, he was talking about the VA, the wait times, things like that, with all the goodwill in the world, you know, Ronald Reagan wasn't able to turn things around on a dime. What do you think about that, Mary?
Well, it's called the bureaucratic nightmare. These people are totally entrenched. They're long-term employees. They know I have to hold my breath for 4 years or 8 years, and I can go back and do my own thing. I mean, we've had this happen in our own state. I can remember during previous administrations going into some bureaucracies going, I was sent by so-and-so to straighten this out, and we're going to do this. And he goes, I'm going to be here long after he's gone, and no, we're not going to do it.
It's the permanent bureaucracy.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, it is a nightmare. And our own Mindy Elliott went in under the Gibbons administration, naively going, well, what do you mean you got a problem? Just transfer this budget item to this budget item, no problem. And went, what do you mean you can't? So the rules of government versus the rules of business, it's going to be an interesting thing. He's putting more business people, which is exactly what American voted for. Mm-hmm. In office, exactly what he said he'd do, but they're going to have to get bureaucratic cooperation, at least. They may not get buy-in, but, you know, you're fired. Apprentice mode doesn't work in the bureaucracy.
Okay, now we've
trust
got
me.
All three of you are Republicans here, so we're gonna you know, take that into consideration. But what do you say to Democrats who a lot of Democrats I talk to are terrified? What do you say to them to calm them?
Well, I just think what Mary just said, it got an entrenched bureaucracy that's not going to allow much change.
Yeah, leave, follow, or get out of the way.
Mm-hmm. So I think you're going to see a lot. I think you're going to see Trump trying to do a lot of things, but is he going to get them done? I don't know, because it's, you know, putting in someone that hates the EPA at the EPA, you still have people at the EPA who aren't going to enact some of those things. And you still can't fire them either. So, you know, it's going to be very difficult to enact a lot of things. I'm looking now at what we're facing with our new legislature that's gone Democratic. And I remember talking to some of the Republicans last last session, and they said whatever changes we put in, we know they could get easily unturned in the next 2 years. So I think Congress has got sort of that mentality as well, as, well, we'll push some things, but we know once we lose power, things can go back. Now, I think the Congress is probably good for 4 years at this point, but whatever one Congress does, another Congress can undo. So there's a little challenge there of how do you balance that?
And yeah, but you're going to find an exquisite, practiced use of the media, too.
Yeah, I think that's a good factor.
Point.
That's a factor that is going to make a difference. But that you're true that it is very true that change of government at any level is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes, but you can make some difference. You can make changes. We have made changes in the last 4 years that I've served on the county commission. We have made changes, and we are making more. And so you can make a difference. And, you know, what I would say to Democrats or independents or even Republicans who didn't like Trump is give him a chance. Give him a chance to see what he's capable of doing. There's no question we have some big problems in this country. And the real issue is, I mean, I didn't like Obama when Obama went in. And frankly, I'll be very honest, Hillary scared me to death. But I think we have to have the ability to give them a chance. Whoever gets elected. If Hillary had gotten elected, trust me, I wouldn't have been out on the streets burning cars and pitching temper tantrums and rioting. I would have said, well, she's our president and this is our country and we have to move forward. And that's what they need to do with Trump.
But I guess I'd ask, what are they afraid of? Are you afraid of your health insurance going down? Are you afraid of a job market that might improve?
Planned Parenthood
losing funding? Yeah. I mean, I can understand some of those. But, I mean, really, we've got some situations here that Obama has not helped. I mean,
he's made it much worse.
I mean, my insurance went up $100 a month just last month.
Me too.
It's like, what is going on? Nothing has changed.
And what about your deductible?
Oh, still $5,000, $7,000, I think. Yeah, it's nuts. $700 a month? Yeah.
Hey, listen, be careful with these numbers. You almost gave Mary a heart attack.
I know.
Let's take a break. More with our extraordinary panel when we come back.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
I am back on Nevada Newsmakers with our great panel, Marsha Burke Bigler, Randy Thompson, and Mary Lau. So, Randy, you started talking about Obamacare. President-elect Trump was talking about the fact that they're going to have to change this rapidly before it collapses on of its own weight. And certainly people like yourself and me, you know, payments around $750, deductibles of $7,000. This is unsustainable. If we weren't in private business, there's no way as an employee we could afford this, and companies can't afford this.
Well, I just so find it ironic, too, is that we spend most of our lives paying into an insurance policy, and then at 65, we turn over to Medicare and make it, now we're part of the, now we're the Treasury's problem. It's like, where did all those thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars I paid into insurance, where's that going? So I would kind of find it ironic that, you know, when you really need insurance, it is when you're over 65. So I find it odd that we can't keep our own insurance policies as we go later in life. It's like, oh, you're automatically turned over to the government.
No, well, you can. You can keep
your own. Well, good. Okay.
Yeah, because I did not sign up when I turned 65.
Okay.
And I stayed off of Medicaid because retail is one of the Cadillac plans. Mm-hmm. You know, we even cover our spouses and their children. You know, we've birthed a lot of babies
and
in
you're
retail.
Not, and you're not going to get a penalty? There's a huge penalty for Cadillac plans.
Well, let's see what happens with Heller and that change. Plus, in Trump's, again, the speech today we referenced earlier in the segment, he goes, repeal and replace. It'll be in segments, but it'll be within days or hours. Mm-hmm. They've got the whole plan together and stuff, and he goes, it's out of here.
And
it's a disaster. We could let it stay until it crumbles from its own weight.
And blame
Chuck
the Democrats.
Schumer would not enjoy that. He had to get the slam in.
And make America sick again. I mean, that's what ticked me off, is to see how the Democrats just right off the bit go after the Republicans on making us sick again when we're trying to truly find. I mean, you got to remember, a lot of the Obamacare ideas actually came from Republicans.
Yeah, it was Nixon plan. Oops.
Okay. Yeah. But, you know, even
and Romney care.
We're not opposed to these ideas of extending to 26, of pre-existing conditions. These are things that need to stay, no doubt. But, I mean, just the way they have made it a government-run program, which is kind of their intent in the long run.
Well, but also the insurance companies are in business to make money.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they lowballed the numbers in the first couple of years. And they had to raise the premiums to be able to start making money. And so that's why you're seeing closer to the true costs. Mm-hmm. But with the roll-ups each year, it's just totally unsustainable. You know, obviously, I don't think we're going in the direction of single payer if, you know, the Congress remains as it is, not for a long time. But that was the ultimate plan. You know, Senator Reid told me that, not this year, but or 2016, when I interviewed him in 2015, he said to me that single payer was the ultimate goal. It wasn't to maintain Obamacare. It was, in a way, almost guaranteed that Obamacare would fail and that would be the Democratic solution.
Government would have to save us.
Kind of the long run.
Yeah. And you know, the problem from the perspective, it's not just people, just not just citizens. It's the local governments and what's happening, largely because of the Medicaid situation. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, yes, there are children out there who need to be on insurance. They need health care. There are seniors who need health care. We understand that. But, you know, the best suggestion I have is let's take $1 billion from the countries that hate us, that we keep giving them foreign aid, and let's just apply that $1 billion to health insurance for children in America. I mean, what's? I know that's logical, and that doesn't work in government.
It doesn't work in the same way that you guys were talking earlier about trying to move a dollar from one budget item to the other. That is not realistic in business. It's not realistic in government. And there are reasons why we give aid. There has not been a war between Israel and Egypt since 67. Because of the money that we have given to both of those countries.
And I don't have any problem giving money to those countries, but there are some others that I have some serious problem giving money to.
All right, stay tuned. We are going to go to our next show, and you guys will continue. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada is a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
On the next broadcast, we have a great Power Planet panel for the whole show with Marsha Burke Bigler, the Washoe County Commissioner, Mary Lau, President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, and Randy Thompson, political analyst. We'll see you then.